Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. You're a champion of England. You're a winner. Even though, you know, it's now a couple of weekends ago that mad moment happened, how many times in a week or in a month, or when you wake up, or when you've had an awful day, or when you wake up and you pull the curtains and the sun's shining and you just go, yeah, 92nd minute and 30 seconds in Kuna, what's the abiding feeling of having reached the epitome of what you started to do? How does it stay with you? Does it manifest itself? Or is it just like only when some idiot like me asks you about it that it comes to the surface again?
No, because I'm now in media, I get asked it probably every week.
Right.
What was that moment like? Mm-hmm. It was difficult for me because it was a bittersweet moment in terms of I played all the season and I picked up a hamstring injury. Mm. So Zabaleta came in and was doing really well. So the last 5 games, I didn't actually start. I always came on. And if there was one game I wanted to play, was that the final game against QPR. And because Mancini didn't want to change a winning side, and I was his number one choice throughout the season, it was difficult for me to take. But then it was a moment when we went behind against QPR, it was, we're in this together. You know what I mean? It's a team game. It's not, put all your personal accolades aside and your personal feelings aside, because we're in this together. And people always ask me, it's different for me, because when you're playing with the likes of David Silva, Yaya Toure, company, it's sort of in their destiny. You know, they were like natural talents, if you know what I mean. That they was always going to make it to the top, no matter, as long as I stayed on the straight and narrow. Mm-hmm. Whereas I come through the academy, and when Mancini came in, he didn't really know. I mean, he knew my name because I played for England and whatnot, but I wasn't a star player, so I had to almost work twice as hard to show him what I could do. So for me to then go and lift the Premier League, you know, and being at Man City since I was 14, it's like the best feeling in the world. And some people try to brush it aside like, well, you was in a good team, but I had to work so hard to just stay amongst that squad. So for me, it will mean a lot more.
What was the process of convincing him like? Because it's obvious you would rely on, you know, you look at him and you say, oh my God, I know what I do well, do what you do well. But presumably you have to size him up, you have to listen to him, he has to take a little look at you. And what we're used to learning about, when you unwrap professional sport a little bit, there's always crazy little moments of one kind or another, because after all, it's all people. So Mancini comes in, and you go, okay, there are others who'll immediately get a shove into the first team from him. I've got to convince him. What was that process mutually like between him and you?
It was difficult at the start because he had his favourites. Balotelli was his favourite, and he used to get away with murder. You know, I've said it time after time. But what people don't understand about Balotelli, he was one of the nicest people ever. And Mancini saw that me and him got on really well. So he thought, all right, let's see how this plays out. Mm-hmm. And it was the initial friendship with Mario which allowed me to get in with Mancini, if you know what I mean. So he helped me massively. I remember talking to Balotelli all the time. He said the manager really thinks you're a nice guy. Because I just get on with my business. I don't really get involved with politics and stuff like that. I just say it how it is. I work hard in training. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, then, you know. But it was, you know, I owe a lot to Balotelli for sort of smoothing over that relationship, because at the start, I don't think Mancini rated me, if I was being totally honest. He thought I had good attributes, but I don't think he thought I could turn into a world-class performer. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to say world-class, because world-class to me, you know, I think of Ronaldinho, Ronaldo and all them sort of players. So I don't class myself world-class, but in that season, I performed world, you know, at the world-class level, in my opinion. Not saying I was world-class. And it was all down to Mario Balotelli. Whenever I was doing an interview, I would always try to protect him because I knew what the real Mario was like. And all he needs is someone who, you know, he did so well, not maybe because of me with the friendship, because Mancini believed in his ability. You know, when you've got a manager who believes in you, you know, you can do what you want in the game. You know, people would, you know, outside of Man City would say, oh, he shouldn't be playing, he shouldn't. Don't forget, we had strong strike force, Aguero, Tevez, Dzeko and Balotelli as well at the same. So he couldn't play every game, but that season he made huge impact. And I'd say it wasn't down to more me. I think it was down to more Mancini. But Mancini was just brutally honest with him. But it was like his son as well.
Because Mancini is not an ordinary football man, in my opinion, by any means. He was also, for those who listen to this and only remember him as a manager, I'm old enough to have seen him as a player, and he was off the scale good. Off the scale. People thought Totti was brilliant. Mancini was, in all honesty, he didn't play for as long, but he was twice the player.
Really?
Mancini was off the scale. Just wow. Like a football Rolls Royce, but with a sort of Ferrari brain, elegant too. When they won the title at Samp, and him and Viali, they ripped Italian football apart and played in a different style because they were coming from an era which was much more cautious and much more percentage, and they weren't like that at all. And yeah, he's turned out to be a really interesting manager, but also a very stubborn, very opinionated man too. He's not your normal football man, I don't think.
No, I, being brutally honest, there was half the change room that loved him and half the change room that hated him, and I think that's probably why he left in the end, because I think he'd lost the changing room. I loved him. I loved how brutally honest he was with me. I loved how long he spent on the training ground with me. He was a perfectionist. It's difficult now because the modern player, you have to put your arm around a lot more. Whereas old school, I had Stuart Pearce. He was hard as nails. He'd tell you straight, you know. And for some reason, I reacted better to managers who would just tell me how it is. Do you know what I mean? Don't sugarcoat it. But Mancini sort of fell out with the wrong players in the dressing room. And I think that was the reason, you know, they couldn't see eye to eye in the end. Because, like you said, he's opinionated. He's a perfectionist. He would be in at 6 o'clock in the morning and sometimes not leave till 11 o'clock until he was happy. But I love that about a manager, because he's willing to go to places that other managers won't go to. Like, let's have it right. Mancini bought a trophy to Man City, and it took 40 years. He's the first manager to do that. FA Cup, the next season the Premier League. And we can talk about Pellegrini, we could talk about Pep Guardiola in terms of his style of football he plays, and, you know, winning back-to-back titles, but, you know, we was up against Arsene Wenger and Sir Alex Ferguson, you know, top managers, and Mancini to come over here and do that. Like, you know, you said at the start, then, you know, how important it was to win a Premier League for a player, but arguably he's done something greater than what any player's done, because he's up against top managers in one of the hardest leagues, and that's why he has my full support whenever speaking about him. And I know he was a difficult character, but it works for some players and it doesn't work for others.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.